Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Verse Number 2. Sa Uttarasyatanayam Upayema Iravatim. Janame Jai Adims Chaturas Tasyam Utpadayat Sutam. Translation: King Parikshit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons headed by Maharaj Janamanjaya. Purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Uttara was the son of Virata and maternal uncle of Maharaj Parikshit. Iravati, being the daughter of Maharaj Uttara, was the cousin sister of Maharaj Parikshit. But cousin brothers and sisters were allowed to get married if they did not belong to the same gotra or family. In the Vedic system of marriage, the importance of the gotra or family was stressed. Arjuna also married Subhadra, although she was his maternal cousin sister. Janamanjaya, one of the Rajarsi kings and the famous son of Maharaj Parikshit. His mother's name was Iravati, or according to some, Madravati. Maharaj Janamanjaya begot two sons of the names Gyatannika and Sankukarna. He celebrated several sacrifices in the Kurukshetra pilgrimage site, and he had given three younger brothers named Shruta Sena, Ugra Sena, and Bhima Sena too. And he had three younger brothers named Sutra Sena, Ugra Sena, and Bhima Sena too. He invaded Takshala, Ajanta, and he decided to avenge the unlawful curse upon his great father, Maharaj Parikshit. He performed a great sacrifice called Sarpa Yajna to kill the race of serpents, including Takshaka, which had bitten his father to death. On request of many influential demigods and sages, he had to change his decision to kill the race of snakes. But despite stopping the sacrifice, he satisfied everyone concerned in the sacrifice by rewarding them properly. In the ceremony, Mahamuni Vyasadeva was also present, and he personally narrated the history of the Battle of Kurukshetra before the king. Later on, by the order of Vyasadeva, his disciple Vaisampayana narrated before the king the subject matter of Mahabharata. He was much affected by his great father's untimely death and was very anxious to see him again, and he expressed his desire before the great sage Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva also fulfilled his desire. His father was present before him, and he worshipped both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. Being fully satisfied, he most munificently gave charities to the brahmanas present at the sacrifice. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we see here an example is called supernatural phenomenon. Vyasadeva has the power to bring someone who's left their body back again and be fully cognizant and fully present. So, therefore, when you're dealing with transcendental personalities, everything is possible because they are empowered by Krishna to represent him and to help other people become Krishna conscious. And when a The pure person has some request that is not against the principles of Krishna consciousness. There's a very good possibility that it can be satisfied. But pure devotees don't really ask for anything. Why? Because they're so satisfied by performing devotional service, they don't need anything else. It's the service itself which is the reward. Just like when Krishna was thanking the gopis for their superlative service, he said, I really can't repay you for what you've done. You'll have to be satisfied with the service itself. So that is the sign of a pure devotee. They're satisfied by the service itself. They don't need any other extraneous thing to have satisfaction in life. That's a symptom of a pure devotee. In the case of Maharaj Jamanjaya, it's not that he's not a pure devotee because he asked to see his father. But the topmost devotees are not willing to ask Krishna for any service or any favors. They're so enthralled by love for the Lord that they just want to serve him. So this is different than Christianity and the Abrahamic religions. In Christianity and the Abrahamic religions, like Judaism, Islam, people are asking all the time something from God. They treat God as the father and the order supplier. But Krishna consciousness is uniquely different. We don't ask Krishna for anything. We only want to serve Krishna. And because of extreme love for the Lord, he puts himself often in a subordinate position to the devotee. So everything, the tables are turned, or everything is different in Krishna consciousness. This is why it's not understandable for most devotees, because they treat God as the order supplier. Dear Lord, give us this day our daily bread. But the devotee says, Dear Lord, protect me so I can continue serving you uninterruptedly. So that's not really asking the Lord for anything material. And this is something that we should meditate on, because it's the difference between Krishna consciousness and other religions. So Jamanjaya was so upset that his father was killed by Takshaka, the flying snake, that he wanted to kill all the snakes. So he went to the realm of the snakes called Takshala or Ajanta. And he wanted to avenge the unlawful curse upon his father, Maharaj Parikshit. So he organized a great Sarpa Yagya. Sarpa means snake. To kill all the race of snakes. And then all the snakes started flying through the air into the fire. And there are a lot of snakes in the world. All different sizes, all different colors. And the demigods then implored him to stop this. They said, you know, you can't kill every snake in the world. You know, snakes have their purpose also in the creation. And so here's an example of a great devotee who becomes angry and does something amazing by organizing a sacrifice like this with qualified brahmanas. But Yen is convinced to stop it. So we see that the symptom of a devotee is when they do something that's not exactly right, they follow advice to correct themselves. And a symptom of a demon is they do something that is not right, but they refuse good advice. So the demons like Ravana, Sisupala, Kamsa, and so forth are often killed because they refuse to take good advice. And it's, but the devotees, no matter how bad they perform sinful activities, in the final, let's say, analysis, they're willing to take good advice and correct themselves. So that's another quality of a devotee. They're willing to take good advice and correct themselves. So, therefore, wonderful things can happen to devotees, such as Maharaj Janmanjaya wants to see his father who died, and Vyasadeva brings back his father, and he's able to see him and witness. And then he worships both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. And being fully satisfied, he most munificently gave charities to the brahmanas present at the sacrifice. So that's another thing. Just like if you get initiated, it's very, very, let's say, necessary to give dakshina to the guru. And also to spread dakshina to bona fide brahmanas. So we see that the system inherent in the Vedic tradition was for always distributing wealth and sharing it with others so that no one is destitute, no one is hungry, no one is devastated by severe conditions. So that is Vedic culture. There's always distribution of prasadam, distribution of wealth, distribution of knowledge for everyone, even the lowest classes of people, and also enough charity that everyone is not disturbed in society. So, are there any questions? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.